Reactionary forces step up response, continue the fight for a Catalan Socialist Republic. Extracts from the latest. Up to the 10th of October, declaration by Izquierda Revolucionaria, our sister party in the Spanish state. For latest updates see socialistworld.net. The rebellion of the Catalan people into the 1st of October independence referendum forced the Spanish capitalist regime and the right-wing Pages government onto the ropes, opening a revolutionary crisis in Catalonia. The reactionary forces wasted no time in their response. Using all resources at their disposal, and with an absolute monopoly in the media and the state apparatus, they launched a rabid campaign of Spanish nationalism to mobilize their social base. On the 8th of October, a demonstration took place in Barcelona, called by the right-wing Catalan civil society, backed up by the Pages, Ciudadanos, numerous small fascist groups, and joined by the leaders of the ex-social democratic PSC. It amassed 400,000 people, many of them coming from outside Catalonia. This is a much inferior figure to the historic mobilizations of 1 and the 3rd of October, which brought to the streets millions of youth, workers and Catalan citizens to exercise their democratic right to decide, and against police repression. The class struggle in Catalonia and the Spanish state has entered a decisive phase. The alliance woven between the monarchy, the judiciary, the police and the army, with the Pages, Ciudadanos and the social democracy, has been reinforced in by the Catalan capitalists, who fears the mass movement, just as much as the capitalists in the rest of the Spanish state. This is why the two united to exert pressure against the proclamation of a Catalan Republic. Even so, the Spanish nationalist reaction, which defends the interests of the capitalist oligarchy, the state inherited from Francoism, the most stale and backward element of Spanish society, has not been capable of winning the majority of the people to their cause, and much less of the working class. The current crisis in Catalonia has opened the possibility of winning a Catalan Republic through revolutionary methods, based on the direct action of the people, the youth and workers. This is what terrorizes the Catalan bourgeois, which has quickly given an ultimatum to the masses: abandon your revolutionary pretensions or we will unleash economic chaos and plunge you into misery. In this they have obtained the rapid assistance of the Pages government, which didn't take 24 hours, to approve a law, to facilitate the transfer of the headquarters of companies out of Catalonia. A Catalan Republic won through revolutionary action would necessarily involve a head-on struggle against the capitalist nationalist ruling party in Catalonia, PDECAT, and Catalan President Puigdemont, who have governed Catalonia with the same neoliberal policies as the Pages. It would open the door to a government of the left that should immediately end cuts and confront the dictatorship of the Catalan and Spanish economic powers, nationalizing the banks and the big companies. The correlation of forces in Catalonia continues to be favorable to the working class and youth who have shown their determination to reach the end in the struggle against political repression and for a Catalan Republic. It's completely necessary to respond to the state and the Pages government with the same audacity as 1 and the 3rd of October, increasing the mobilizations. Izquierda Revolucionaria calls on the leadership of all left parties, trade unions and militant student organizations in Catalonia to establish a left united front based on the referendum defense committees and on all the bodies that have been emerging in the recent period. Committees for the Republic should be formed in workplaces and factories, neighborhoods, and schools and colleges and coordinate them to boost the movement with increasingly bold actions. These committees should prepare an indefinite general strike capable of resisting any violent action by the state, and winning a Catalan Republic with a left government. This united front must call for the active solidarity of the workers' movement and youth in the rest of the Spanish state. Failures of the left. There is much confusion at this time. This is because of the absence of a left leadership that poses a class position to give a way out to this revolutionary crisis in benefit of the majority of the population. The parliamentary left has either openly caved before the right, like is the case with the social democracy, or has called for dialogue and an agreed and legal referendum with the same state and the same government that, wrapped in the Spanish flag, plans a new wave of repression. It can only be concluded that SOE's leadership has moved fully into the field of reaction. Their leader Pedro Sanchez has crawled behind Page's Prime Minister Rajoy, backing up all his methods, and contributing to the continued spread of Spanish chauvinism. Even those on the left within the ex-social democratic parties have in practice passed to the other side. Not only have they appealed to the constitution, to suspend the session of the Catalan Parliament, to stop the proclamation of a Catalan Republic, but they called for participation in the Spanish nationalist demonstration in Barcelona. We have also witnessed the political wrecking of leaders who are formally positioned to the left of social democracy, such as those of Izquierda Unida. They have also appealed for dialogue agreement, and for a referendum which is legal, and agreed with the Spanish state and its government. It's also absolutely clear that the position of the left nationalist Carpendurk, giving parliamentary support to the PDCAT to apply its neoliberal agenda in exchange for being kept in the independence bloc, is a complete error. But equally wrong, or more wrong considering what's at stake, is that when Catalan President Puigdemont and PDCAT are completely surpassed by a movement of the masses, the left fails to support this movement with accusations that it is reactionary and implore Rajoy and Puigdemont to settle the problem by sitting down to negotiate. The struggle for the right to self-determination of oppressed nations like Catalonia is a priority for Marxists, but in this fight we don't subordinate ourselves to the capitalists of the oppressed nation, in this case the Catalan capitalist class, nor to their political representatives, the PDCAT. Rather, at the same time as we advocate this right, which obviously includes the right to independence, we link it to the defense of a revolutionary program for the socialist transformation of society. In their own words, establishment lines up behind Spanish state the European Union. European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans, that is the rule of law, you abide by the law and the constitution, even if you don't like it. President of the European Parliament Antonio Tajani, said that the EU was backing the Spanish government, because on a legal level, Madrid is right. Guy Verhofstadt, the European Parliament spokesperson on Brexit, condemned the Catalan government for going ahead with the referendum, and called for a settlement, based on the constitutional and legal order of the country. The European Commission, this is an internal matter for Spain, that has to be dealt with in line with the constitutional order of Spain. If a referendum were to be organized in line with the Spanish constitution, it would mean that the territory leaving would find itself outside of the European Union. Beyond the purely legal aspects of this matter, the Commission believes that these are times for unity and stability, not divisiveness and fragmentation. The Spanish monarchy. King Felipe VI, with their decisions, they have systematically undermined the rules approved legally and legitimately, showing an unacceptable disloyalty towards the powers of a state that represents Catalan interests. The UK government. A Foreign Office spokesperson, we want to see Spanish law and the Spanish constitution respected, and the rule of law upheld. Spain is a close ally and a good friend, whose strength and unity matters to us. The French government. European Affairs Minister Nathalie Loiseau, if there were to be a declaration of independence, it would be unilateral, and it would not be recognized. Catalonia cannot be defined by the vote organized by the independence movement just over a week ago, she told CNews Television. This crisis needs to be resolved through dialogue at all levels of Spanish politics. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 11th of October 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.